Time now for your letters, and we begin with a correction. Louis Brownstein, professor of international relations at the State University of New York at New Paltz, wrote us a note after he heard Daniel Shore's commentary about partitions. Dan had said that Palestine, under British mandate, was partitioned in 1948 to create Israel and Transjordan, later Jordan. Professor Brownstein points out that Transjordan was created in 1921 by Britain, not 1948 by the UN. He is absolutely correct. Last week, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reported on a reconstructive surgery program to help Afghans who've worked for American or NATO forces. Many of the Afghan workers have been mutilated by the Taliban, and the program gives them back a chance at a normal life. That prompted this email from retired Air Force Major Thomas Lynch. As I listened to the piece, I thought, what a great program. But then I heard that the program was in trouble because the Pentagon would not approve $430,000. I was dumbstruck. How could such a ridiculous decision be permitted? There's finally an effective program to counter terrorism that costs less for a year than half a day in Iraq, and we refuse to fund it. A program that tries to take care of people who put their lives on the line for our country, and we ignore it? Is it any wonder the Taliban are making a comeback in Afghanistan? Finally, our story about a children's book on Elvis Presley brought back this memory for Elisa Fry of Ann Arbor, Michigan. She writes, "Like many preschoolers, my daughter entertained a brief but intense interest in Barney the Dinosaur. One day, I made a reference to Elvis in a conversation with her. 'Who is Elvis?' she asked me. At a loss as to how to put his cultural and musical significance into context for a four-year-old, I thought for a moment. Well, I explained, a lot of people felt the same way about Elvis that you do about Barney." She digested what I had just said and then frowned, responding emphatically, "Well, Elvis was no Barney," before stomping out of the room. I had to agree.
Oh, baby, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear.
Wherever you stand on the Elvis versus Barney debate, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by going to our webpage, npr.org. Just click on the Contact Us link.
I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
This is NPR News.